Chapter 51 of This Country of Ours. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This Country of Ours by H. E. Marshall. Chapter 51. The Boston Tea Party. All these wars which had been fought on American soil had cost a great deal of money and many lives. Now it seemed to the British government that the best way to be sure of peace in the future was to keep an army in America. They decided to do this. They also decided that America should pay for the army. And in order to raise the money, a stamp tax was to be introduced. Newspapers, marriage licenses, wills, and all sorts of legal papers were henceforth to be printed on stamped paper, the price of stamps varying, according to the importance of the paper, from a few pence to as many pounds. But when the Americans heard that this act had been passed without their consent, they were angry. "No," they said to the British government, "you cannot tax us without our consent. It is one of the foundations of British freedom that those who pay the tax must also consent to it. We are not represented in the British Parliament. Our consent has not been asked, and we deny your right to tax us." The whole country was filled with clamor. In every colony, young men banded themselves together, calling themselves Sons of Liberty, and determined to resist the tax. "No taxation without representation," was the cry. When the first boxes of stamps arrived, they were seized and destroyed. Newspapers appeared with a skull and crossbones printed where the stamp should have been. There were riots and mass meetings everywhere. The Americans did not merely resist, they resisted in a body. Nothing but the idea that their liberty was in danger made them act together. Over everything else they had been divided. Over that they were united. "There ought to be no New England men, no New Yorkers known on the continent," said one man, "but all of us Americans." Even in Britain there were people who thought this Stamp Act was a mistake. The great Pitt had been ill when it was passed into law, but when he returned to Parliament he spoke strongly against it. "I was ill in bed," he said, "but if I could have been carried here in my bed, I would have asked some kind friend to lay me on this floor, so that I might have spoken against it. It is a subject of greater importance than ever engaged the attention of this House. That subject always excepted, when nearly a century ago it was the question whether you yourselves were to be..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?